The first day I started working at the office, I did 6 crowns, and then I went to see what my production was for the day, and I found out that I was only making $250 per crown. Once you pay the lab fee and have to pay your assistants to be there and pay for the rent for the building, you're literally not making anything by doing a crown for $250. I didn't know what an HMO insurance plan was, and I bought a practice that had 60% HMO patients. I quickly came to the realization, I'm gonna have to do something. I'm either gonna have to drop these HMO plans, or I'm gonna have to figure out some sort of strategy to make them work. I still remember the first evening after I had worked that first crazy busy day at the practice. My wife and I were sitting in the office long after it was closing, looking over the computer system and seeing like, well, what are we gonna do? I had absolutely no idea who to call or who to talk to, because who has been in this situation before? I didn't know anyone who had been in a situation like this. The only person I could think of to call was the practice broker that had sold us the office. And basically what I found out in that call was that he understood the situation and he knew that it was a bad idea to buy this practice, but he sold it to us anyways because he wanted his 10% commission. There were no YouTube videos, there were no Reddit posts answering what I was supposed to do. I literally had no idea what to do. My options were to keep the HMO plans and do crowns for $250 a crown, or I had to drop the HMO plans and risk losing 60% of the patients at this practice that I had just purchased. It was an impossible decision where both of the answers were terrible and I didn't know what to do. So ultimately what I ended up doing was I decided that evening I'm not gonna see HMO patients anymore. And the next day we had to call all the patients and tell them, hey, we're not taking your insurance plan anymore. And of course all the patients canceled. And all of a sudden I went from having a full schedule to having an empty schedule. The practice had 3 hygienists and I didn't even have enough patients for one full hygienist schedule. So I had to let one of the hygienists go. I kept 2 because I knew I was gonna be growing the practice, but 3 was just impossible. I honestly thought I was gonna go out of business because I just bought a practice and I just dropped the insurance plan that all the patients were taking. I ended up eventually reaching out to a dentist that I know had been successful, and I ended up hiring him to help me get this practice in order. I didn't make any money the first 6 months that I owned this practice, but by the end of the year, I ended up making $700,000 that first year. So I ended up making it work. So today I just wanna quickly kind of go through 5 things that you can do when you have to make a decision that you don't know what to do. Cause like when you're a dentist, you're gonna have patients show up and they're gonna expect you to do something. They're gonna have a tooth that hurts. They're gonna show up in pain and they're gonna expect you to do something, and you're gonna have to make a decision, and you can't take forever to make this decision because you have another patient in the chair and 3 more on your schedule and 5 more after that, and you can't spend all day on this one patient. So you gotta make decisions. So the first thing you can do is you can try to gather more information. Sometimes when you have a problem and you don't know what to do, it's because you don't fully understand what's going on and you need to learn more about the situation. You need to learn more things. You need to gather more information. Second thing is reframing the problem. You need to make sure that the decision you're trying to make is actually the right decision to make at the time. Maybe you're not even looking at a problem the right way. Maybe you should be doing something completely different. Maybe you shouldn't even be doing the thing that you're trying to do. Maybe you should be spending your time somewhere else. The third thing you can do is find someone else who's had the same problem and see how they solved it, what they did, what their decision is, and ask them for advice. This is one of your best options when you can find that person. But oftentimes it's hard to find a person who has gone through the exact thing that you're going through at the time that you need them to help you go through it. If you can find someone, absolutely you should ask them for advice and ask them for help. But what do you do if you can't find someone else? The fourth option is you sleep on it. You think about it. You come back to the problem later. You don't always have the option of waiting. If you have a patient in the chair and they're hurting and they want you to do something for them, you ideally have to at least get started on something. But if you can, maybe you can do a partial decision while you're still thinking about it. For instance, if they have an infection on a tooth and you're not sure about doing the root canal or the extraction, if you're not sure what to do yet, at least you can prescribe them an antibiotic and have them come back in a week, and then you can reevaluate the problem. If you can find a way to delay making that decision, sometimes it gives you a little bit more time to think about it and figure out what you're gonna do. But finally, the fifth way to make a decision, and this is honestly what made me wanna make this video in the first place because it's the most important one, is you just gotta take action. You have to get started, you have to do something. Sometimes you're gonna have to make decisions and go forward with plans without knowing what the outcome is. There is no playbook for life giving you all the answers. And especially as a dentist, you're gonna see so many things that you never learned about, you've never even heard about. And you've got to just make a decision. You have to go forward. You have to do it. Sometimes when you make that first step, you learn the things you need to learn in order to make the next step. For me, dropping the HMO plans at my practice, while it was a huge decision for me to make, ultimately making that decision helped make every other decision I had to make at that practice so much easier. Yes, that initial decision was really, really hard. But once I made the decision, I had to live with the results. And at first, I thought that I made the wrong decision because I didn't have any patients on the schedule for a couple weeks. But then slowly, a lot of the patients who had the HMO plans ended up switching over to a PPO plan, or they came back as cash paying patients. And my schedule suddenly started to fill up a little bit more as I started, you know, doing good quality dental care. Patients ended up referring some of their friends. I started doing a little bit of marketing. I made a website at least and got some Google reviews and made sure I was ranking on Google Maps. And I started getting some people showing up, new patients showing up. I was able to renegotiate with some insurance plans. I signed up for an umbrella policy, and I was actually able to raise my crown fee by over $200. So now I could literally see fewer patients, but make more money on the patients that I saw. So instead of making $250 per patient on crowns, I think I was making over $1,000 on patients when you did a crown and a buildup. So yeah, maybe I had half as many patients as the selling dentist that was there before me, but I was making substantially more per patient. And so overall, I ended up growing the practice to a higher production number than even the previous dentist had done in the year before me. So at some point, you just have to take action. You have to make a decision. You have to follow through with it. You have to live with your mistakes. You're gonna make some mistakes, and that's perfectly fine. I've heard it said that an expert is the person who's made the most mistakes in a very narrow field. You're just gonna have to get started. Sometimes you're gonna have to do things and you're not gonna feel ready. I talk to dentists who are working as associates all the time, and they say, well, I don't think I'm ready to be an owner. I need to work a little bit longer and learn more things before I become an owner. You're never gonna feel ready. You're never gonna be ready. You just have to get started. You have to find a practice, you have to buy it, and you have to live with that decision and then move forward. Don't be afraid to take action. Sometimes thinking is overrated, especially with dentists. You have to be really smart to get into dental school. You're good at thinking. The problem is a lot of dentists overthink. You're not gonna be prepared for everything that's gonna come your way. At some point, you have to just take action. You have to get started, and then you'll find out. Maybe you made a great decision, maybe you made a terrible decision, but you have to live with that decision, and then you make the next decision, and you make the next one. And every time you make a decision, it's going to define where you're going. It's like if you're lost in a forest and you're trying to get out. At some point, you're gonna have to walk, and you're gonna have to see. Once you walk to the top of that hill, you're gonna look around and see if you see anything you recognize. And maybe you do, maybe you don't. But standing there thinking about, maybe there's something I recognize on the other side of that hill, is not gonna help you get there. If you've been thinking about becoming a practice owner, just call up a few practice brokers and ask them if there's any practices for sale in your area. You don't have to make any commitments at first, but you can at least call and ask. At least make sure that you're on the list so that if a practice does come for sale in your area, they know to call you, that they have you on their speed dial when something does become available. Just take some sort of action that's going to help you get closer to your goal.